A Espada neighborhood resident spoke emotionally at Commissioner's Court Tuesday, explaining that they were left homeless by the May 25th flood.
Excuse me if I sound harsh, but we're in great mourning for a tremendous loss.
Gloria Garza said her family's homes have been there for generations and nothing like this has ever happened before.
The river was widened along the Concepcion, San Jose, San Juan, and even the Espada Mission River area. Then it abruptly stopped immediately behind our house. It bottlenecked and was dammed by all the beautification debris.
But Suzanne Scott of the San Antonio River Authority said they've been working on the Espada problem since the day of the flood, and the Mission Reach could not have caused the problem.
We have looked at that upside down. I mean, honestly, from the River Authority's perspective, if we truly saw that the Mission Reach project caused more flooding in an area, we would, as an integrity organization, we would admit that and bring that forward.
Scott said simulations were shown to county commissioners right after the flooding, showing the results of waters feeding into the San Antonio River from tributaries like Manita Creek and others. County Judge Nelson Wolf says the county in some previous floods have offered to buy out residents, but he hopes they can figure out a different solution in this case because of the historical significance of the property owned by the Espada residents.
The people that live by Espada have their own homes, their larger lots. They've been there for generations, some of them have, and there's a strong attachment to the land and to the area.
The Army Corps of Engineers is also on the case, and Wolf hopes for a report in the next couple of days that will offer more options to help the neighborhood. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.